pushing the video in 1, 2, and 3.
Ah, yes. Back again, folks. Number 9. Mr. Negative here.
Jupiter.
And BB.
In the house. The fugitive tonight, folks. The fugitive. Harrison Ford.
He's my hero.
Dr. Richard Kimball. A very talented man.
Was he a gynecologist? Dr. Dick?
I can't remember.
Whoa! I like that graphic they're throwing down on this opening sequence.
Somebody spent some time.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Cella Ward.
Who's that?
She's pretty hot, I think. She has a little something, maybe.
I don't remember who she is. Is that her?
No, she plays...
Julianne Moore.
I like Julianne Moore.
She's overrated. Come on, dude.
She's all right.
Yeah, but she gets naked in a lot of her films. That takes a lot of precedence over a clothed hot girl.
Where are we at? Chi-Town?
I'm not sure. When did this movie come out?
93, I think.
About 4 or 5 seconds ago.
That's BB.
Oh no. Yeah. Dr. Richard Kimball.
He's in a world of trouble right when the credits are rolling.
Yeah.
How could a one-armed man cause this much damage to a woman?
I think he's got a hook though.
I'm going to tell you right now, he has got a shitty lawyer.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's that badass a surgeon, come on. Chi-Town, get some counsel lined up.
No kidding.
There's got to be a few ambulance chasers around there he could hire.
I'm sure there's a lot. Where's John Edwards when you need him?
Where's John Edwards?
Hiding out.
Oh, man.
It's kind of a downer to start off the movie, but
I know.
That's what we're watching.
This dude always plays like the sergeant dude, doesn't he?
He's got that role pegged. I've seen him somewhere a few times myself.
Yeah, he's sweet. Oh, man.
Shit. Suspenders, huh?
It's that freaking strong beard he's throwing down there.
I know, I like it.
Got a sweet ass crib. Yeah, that thing.
He can afford that crib, but no lawyers.
Yeah, what's the deal?
Dr. Richard Kimball.
Oh, man.
Innocent until proven guilty, my ass. They didn't put him in a real cop car? Would you get special presidency?
No, that's an Impala. That's a nice one right there. Could be a Caprice Classic, I think.
I don't think he has motive for this murder. Aren't they trying to say like he has a good marriage?
Yeah, I think everything's cool with him. I mean, I don't know why all of a sudden he's thrust into this fiasco.
I know.
Hello.
Great party, huh? Nice. These doctors know how to do it right there,
that's
huh?
That's what I'm thinking.
That dude's got a fucking creepy vibe he's throwing down there, huh?
His sidekick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His wife is hot.
She is kind of hot.
What else has she been?
And she obviously doesn't mind a pearl necklace.
Whoa.
That's how she got the diamond ring.
Hmm.
That was bad, I'll admit it.
Yep. Had to do it. very well.
I was partying, yeah, looking at girls in bikinis. I thought it was at first.
Mm-hmm. So humble, Dr. Richard Kimball.
Hey, was that an insult? You're not supposed to look like a waiter. Do waiters look bad?
I hear you. What? Just getting ready to get some sexy time fired up.
How many scotches do you think Dr. Kimball had before he's going back for emergency surgery?
It looked like he had 7 or 8.
Yeah, like Don Nelson.
He's not buying it, dude.
No.
Already, they haven't even asked him any questions. Frustrating.
Mm.
Like you said, where is his attorney?
This guy is killing me.
He's a doctor.
Is this his attorney?
He keeps playing with that flavor saver like there's something still on it.
Working blue right at the beginning.
He's not buying that for a minute. Oh. No problem for Richard Kimball.
Especially after 7 scotches.
Let's go ahead and chop this sucker out so I can get back home to the wife.
Mm. Big time.
Yeah, he's getting laid every day, isn't he? Look at that guy.
Tradespeople.
What?
Carnies.
Can I
travelers.
Ask for a few more details on that?
gimmick.
I don't think this guy... He's like mocking him.
Guilty until proven innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
That's the way America runs.
Why doesn't he have a lawyer here?
Uh-uh. If he brings that up one more time. Had to think about that one for a second.
They've got the whole crew breaking this thing down, huh?
That's why I don't have a gun. I don't want that thing ever to come back to haunt me.
Yeah.
That's why you just buy one from the guy on the street. Registered to somebody else. You don't have to worry about it.
True. She's got the money in the family. He's a vascular surgeon.
He's doing pretty good.
I think he's all right.
Yeah, he's fine. He's not going to fucking take those suspenders off for this interview, though, huh?
Didn't get any blood on them pearl white suspenders either.
No, those things are pristine.
Well, I am a surgeon, thanks. Yeah. Why are you guys dicks?
That's a tough spot.
Why don't they go look for the one-armed guy?
They're too busy pinning it on him. They get their collar. That's all they want.
Why don't they give the guy a chance to grieve?
No time for that.
Book him.
They only have 48 hours.
Man, that would be my dream to be able to say that line in a movie.
I've got
to
see what his lawyer is.
Book him.
That's who he
that's
went
his
with?
Lawyer?
Oh, come on.
That's got to be court-appointed. Yeah. He's got a lawyer team, and they can't do anything about it? Almost got a squirrel shot there.
It's bullshit. What?
Objection.
He should have shaved the beard before he went into court. The kitty's still there, too.
Oh, man.
What? Oh, no.
Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
He's thinking she's opening the door, putting some flower petals on the bed and stuff. Sad.
Wasn't that guy supposed to be like a trained assassin who was sent to kill Richard Kimball? Wasn't the original scheme? Because he knew about the drug companies and their
weirdness. Were you working for the guy that hired? Is that how you know it?
I'm just speculating.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually.
Yeah. I was trying to make the point, I don't think he did a very good job, you know?
No. Yeah.
I mean, he got away with it.
That's a pretty clumsy, I mean, who was going to hire a one-armed assassin anyway?
Yeah, I mean, come on, dude. Surely there's some two-armed guys out there that are ready.
Well, it is an identifiable trait to only have one arm to be trying to commit a major crime.
Yeah, especially if you're a felon.
And why would they find fingerprints if he was using the mechanical one?
Here's what gets him right here.
Hey, now.
Him under the bus by accident right there.
I think this is taken way out of context. Oh, that was a good move though by the assassin. Yeah. What?
He didn't even get it. Where was the guilty thing?
Where's the one-armed guy investigation? Man.
I'm telling you, it's exactly what you said. It's that 911 call. That's all they got.
Yeah, that was it.
I think it's the laziness of the cops going, okay, we got the caller. Let's put that in the books. Write it in the headline. We got a major surgeon killing his wife. We look good.
He got railroaded, dude.
That way we can go back to eating some donuts and drinking coffee.
He got railroaded for sure. No appeal, huh?
Nice kicks. Are those K-Swiss?
Maybe.
They don't have K-Swiss in the pen.
I'm here. Everything's going great.
But Bob Barker, curiously enough, did make some shoes for Dallas County jails.
Hmm.
What? Bob Barker.
Bob Barker.
Who's Bob Barker? You talking about from Price is Right?
Da-da-da-da-da. Yep.
Yeah.
What, you're saying he made shoes?
Mm-hmm. They looked a lot like the Run DMC Adidas.
Huh.
I have uncles in there, yeah. That's yeah.
Still rolling credits, too.
Huh? I was about to say.
Wow.
Had a lot of people involved in the making of this movie.
That was the fake Kevin Klein over there.
Yeah.
It's his little brother, Calvin.
Well, this is going to suck. Jeez. Where's my townhome?
Are they going to pass out Cokes and chips on this bus ride?
I don't think so.
Still rolling credits.
David Twovey, heavily involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does seem like a long time for them to still be rolling. I'm just waiting for Tommy Lee Jones to enter the fray.
This bus trip goes dangerously wrong here.
Did you say 20 miles and they should be there in 40 minutes?
Watch this, they're hatching a plan.
Obviously.
Hatching. He's going to fuck it up for sure.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, whatever, dude. What's, I missed the plan? What?
Nobody's going to tell me.
Hey, heads up, something?
Hey, can I get a knife or something here? I need a shank, buddy.
Wow. Oh, no. Great acting job.
Was that some Alka-Seltzer?
Chewed on a little piece of soap.
That's so nice. All the prisoners are so compassionate to that guy.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Pin gun. Oh.
Sink.
Whoa. Uh-oh.
Oh.
He was the sacrificial lamb, I guess.
Uh-oh. Oh,
good idea.
Out of control.
That's, nice move. That's Walrus mustache guy.
He's definitely a little haphazard with that shotgun, though. If your bus is out of control, you should not be firing, I don't think. It should be policy.
Ow.
Mm.
That looked comfortable.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Oh.
That was really a bad spot to do that.
I think they should show that to the advocates for no seatbelts in buses rule.
Yeah. What is going on in my life?
God.
What did he do in his past life to deserve all this?
He's eating up some karma. Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Doesn't Kimmel... I think Kimmel throws one of these prisoners a bone, too.
He does. It's a good move. Uh-oh. This day's just not going to get any better, is it?
Oh, man.
Walrus guy just packed it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, yeah.
He's going to save him and not get any credit.
If you save a prisoner in a situation like this, you should get let out, I think.
That's a guard.
Yeah, you
should sure get let out.
Yeah, I mean, that should be a bargain. Maybe not.
Especially since he didn't do anything.
Look how... this looks really fake, this leap. Look at this thing. Watch this deal. This is crazy.
And what is he, like 60 years old in this movie?
Watch this jump. Yeah! No problem.
That looked like a 20-foot jump right there, didn't
it? I just really cleared some space.
Computer generated, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Don't you wish you would have unlocked them feet shackles now?
Yeah, that's the brakes.
You know, I think when, like, he should just go the other direction.
Yeah, go horizontal
instead of trying to outrun it. Oh, I didn't see that little gully.
It's like if a tree's falling on you, don't run straight, run sideways.
Right.
Yeah.
See, Jupiter understands me.
Dr. Richard Kimball.
How you like that day, Dick?
Damn, my life sucks. Okay, what
maybe I should
next?
Have been a one-armed man.
What next?
All right, the train's going to explode on me now.
Let's see. Shit. Hello? Little help here?
Very sweet, though. His opportunity to escape.
Yeah,
but how much trouble do you think you would have been in if you would have stayed and said, look, I didn't do it?
Oh, hell, dude, he's already getting executed, man. They ain't going to believe him anymore on that.
So if he had all that money, why didn't he hire his own private investigators for the investigation into the one-armed man, I wonder?
Apparently, he didn't have any money, even though he's a vascular surgeon. That's why he killed his rich wife.
Yeah. Ooh, that's going to hurt.
No problem. I know how to fix that. Okay. Hey, seal's in there.
Just a little bit crazy.
Don't worry. I'm not following you. What?
Dr. Richard Kimmel with a little comedy.
Let's see here. Well, fortunately, I have a full beard, so it'll be easy to change my appearance.
That's true.
Sprinting pretty hard for having something shoved through his abdomen, don't you think?
Uh-oh. Tommy Lee on the scene.
Nice.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dr. Richard Kimble.
That was the card they used to pick up Kimble in.
Here he is. Oh, yeah.
So you can smell him already.
Straight from Texas. Oh, I like Joey Pants, too. He's a good actor. As Cosmo. Oh, man.
Man, they're brilliant. Point of Impact right here.
You guys throwing down a pretty strong stash.
Yeah. Yeah, along with the guard.
Yeah.
I like his haircut. That Republican part's doing it for me. They got a whole lot of people out there real quick to do some repairs on that train, don't you think?
Yeah. Why is Tommy Lee so over the top?
I know, I was about to say, he doesn't have to be so rude to everybody.
Every comment he makes is completely over the top.
Condescending.
Yeah.
Making up for a small penis.
He's kind of a dick. What a bitch!
Yeah. That's weak.
What? Oh, that's not going to go over well.
Not believing it for 1 second.
Oh man, I gotta do my job instead of eat donuts.
He's taking over?
Of course he is.
Is that enough?
I like that guy.
Could come back. Whoa.
Nice translation.
Busted.
Rollins, you gave it up, buddy. Take it to
the
crib.
And you just accepted that story, didn't you?
Rollins, fine film. Look for it soon.
Physics expert.
Jeez. He's still running in the same spot, huh?
He had to go back. He forgot his shank.
Shut up.
He's almost as good as Bubba Gump with shrimp, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Rawr.
Sick him.
Well, I guess they didn't get any find him last night, huh?
No, he's in good shape.
Sun up, moving along.
Now, how's he going to get rid of these yellow jumper that proves he's a prisoner? There you go.
Well,
let's see.
There's your answer.
Opportunity strikes.
Yeah. Nice.
Nice log and good position.
Great. No problem. It's okay.
I guess it is. I mean, about time for Richard Kimble to catch a break.
Yeah, he's due a break for sure. That's a long day.
I'm sorry, Dr. Richard Kimball.
Dr. Richard Kimball.
Go get him.
Outhouse, henhouse, penthouse.
Penthouse.
I'm going to lean on my thing. Thinking about the moves.
Meditation. Everybody's leaning.
Yeah.
All the movies.
Very good. A lot
of facial hair, too.
It's great cover he's got working there. Oh, hospital.
Supplies.
Nice.
That's like a toy store for him. So they're not looking for the black guy that escaped either? The guy that went, I guess he's being
good. Yeah, why is he getting off scot-free? Be good.
Because he's being good.
I would not want to work for this dude.
They seem to really like him, too.
He's a dick.
He probably takes them on really boss vacations in their downtime.
Guy like that doesn't take off. Walrus didn't like him making it.
Walrus is going to put a pillow on his face when he's visiting him in the ER.
He is fucking getting sneaky here. Look at this move. Nice. I carry one box at a time. Yeah.
And my uniform is a mechanics outfit.
Every hospital's laid out just the same.
Oh, this will work.
That's perfect for treatment.
Yeah.
I need to be treated.
Yeah, get it going. Some gauze. Nice.
Don't you like to go through all the drawers while you're waiting for the hour and a half in the doctor's office?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That looks tasty.
Oh, that could have worked out better there. Let's see. He's probably hiding in the thing. God, my senses are telling me.
Facsimile.
Yep. Where is he? Copies.
Making copies.
Copy.
Tommy Lee Jones is not going to like his work ethic.
Whoa.
Yeah. Let's see.
You just happen to have a suit and somebody's stuff laid out in there?
A shaving kit at that.
Nice. Get into some new threads here. Oh, nice. They fit perfectly.
Oh, he's just in somebody's room now.
Yeah. Oops.
She'll never see me.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. What a humidifier.
Didn't put much liquid in there for him to drink, did you?
No.
Don't you think she'd be a little bit scared that a poltergeist was closing that door or something?
I don't have a good feeling about Mr. Johnson right now.
I don't think he'll make it either.
I don't think so. Nice. Get off this, rid of this beard.
Quick little montage and voila, you're shaving. He's got a mighty fine razor there for an old man that can't shave.
Exactly. That shaving kit was laid out there like he was getting up every morning.
Was that Mr. Rogers?
Guy can't even eat.
Mr. Johnson is going to miss a meal, it looks like.
Doesn't appear that he can swallow very well anyway.
New man. Good timing too, huh?
Drink your drink. Walk right in my...
Yeah.
Nice line.
He plays close attention to detail.
Peter Gazer.
He had that beard for like 5 years. I mean, he didn't even nick it. What's the deal?
Well, it's perfect. His skin looks good, too.
Well, the old man didn't ever use his razor, so it was a good sharp one.
I think he could have done better if he's a little less evasive. the best doctor ever.
He should be on that ER show.
This is a bad move here. I mean, he was in a good spot. No beard. He's going to steal an ambulance off?
Yeah, that's not good.
That's a bad move.
I don't know. I'm holding out judgment. It got him away.
He could have... Yeah, I don't know. I think that was a bad move there. Joey Pants breaking it down.
You can't just go around football. Well, now you can with the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
Thanks, George. Man, that's a fat stash.
That's what I'm wondering.
Somewhere fast, he can flip on the switches and go straight through the red lights, man.
I mean, he's got a new look here. I mean, he could freaking get away.
Punch it, punch it. You can make it. You can make. Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's why you got the lights.
I'll outrun the helicopters. Thumbs up.
Pretty fancy vest he got there.
Yeah.
Man, what a stupid move to steal an ambulance.
It was a bad move.
I mean, come on. He's all stitched up. He's got a clean shave. He's had some eggs.
He's got some eggs.
And then he goes and does that.
He's got Mr. Johnson stanky duds on.
That was a janky looking doctor. Hey, Doc, flies open. Good detective work.
Who's working for Tommy Lee? I mean, he's just a fucking... control freak. I want this. Give it to Dad. Deep. See?
All right. I agree. Bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, he's out in the woods, too. Like, there's a lot of speeding ambulances all the time.
This is a bad move.
He would have been scot-free, like the guy that he told to be good. Did he used to work at a drive-thru?
Maybe.
That's what this is whenever he goes sewer jumping.
Oh, this is before the big jump?
I think, he goes into the, and when he goes under the viaduct, he goes into the drainage system.
Wow, that was quick.
And that's when
I thought that was like one of the pinnacles of the movie.
The jump. That's what I'm waiting for.
Who's got time to read a map? Oh, there it is. You're fucked now, dude.
Yeah, turn sideways and go confiscate a vehicle. Then drive out the other side.
Oh, man, this is not good. Shit.
Maybe I should have left the ambulance over there.
Okay, let's see.
Got cops on this side, cops on that side.
Oh, wait a minute.
Perfect.
Hey, there just like in Star Wars, we can go in the trash.
Well... that's what we're wondering.
He's about to miss Judge Wapner.
Oh, yeah. Very sneaky. Yeah.
How many of those are big enough for a human to fit in?
Why are you yelling at everyone?
Because he got nothing.
Why does it take him so long to figure out where he went?
I don't know.
Where else is gonna go?
Hang on, wait a sec. What's that noise? Hang on.
Yeah, if you shut up your screaming, maybe you'll hear a thing or two.
Good point. Wait a second.
Oh, you can lift that up, huh?
Not any of the ones where I used to like try to go get my soccer ball or whatever.
Yeah.
Soccer ball, huh?
Yeah, in the neighborhood when the balls would go in the gutter, I'd climb down those suckers before.
I was always scared Pennywise was
They were dry, though.
Hmm. comes the classic chasing the damn scene.
His name is Cosmo.
Yeah. Left. Okay.
Should have thrown his jacket in the right tunnel and then
that's
went
exactly
left.
What I was thinking, too.
No.
All right.
That's been a while since we've seen it.
Let's see.
Man, that little flashlight's got some freaking power.
It's a mini mag. $7.99 at Walmart.
Yeah.
Oh, in the camping section.
Oh, so Cosmo went the other way. So they're going to have the showdown on the right tunnel.
Smart move by the cops.
Divide and conquer.
Got a little Goonies action here? I thought he was going to slide down.
Whoa!
You should have just slid right down.
Yeah. I got it. Nice.
He doesn't want to hurt Mr. Johnson's pants just in case he got to give them back.
Let's see.
I want to see him bust his ass.
He will. Whoa! Yeah,
lost the gun.
I guess Kimball just didn't want to get wet.
Oh, come on. All right, there you go.
Please shoot Tommy Lee right here.
In the face.
Please shoot him so he'll stop yelling.
Good answer. Good answer.
What a dick. I mean, come on. At least hear what he's got to say.
I'm just doing my job, Dr. Richard Kimball.
I don't want to hear your bullshit about the one-armed man.
Yeah, they need to give him a whole lot of shit.
No problem. Back in business.
If one of his people lost their gun, don't you think he would give them a lot of shit? Yeah. It's their turn.
They won't say anything.
No, because they're afraid of him.
He's just a big bully. Need to stand up to bullies, children.
Bam, 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 bam. Uh-oh, not looking good. Yeah, that's going to be a really long way.
That is impossible.
I don't think so. Whoa!
No, thanks.
Damn it, what? Oh, okay. Yeah.
I didn't put it in my pocket.
Whoa!
There's no way. You can't survive that drop.
That's a long way to go.
Right.
Well, what would you do? Uh-oh. Would you try and kick his ass and run away or just jump?
Whoa!
No, sir.
No.
I don't know. Right. He might have been caught into the waves like the...
He went into the water like an Olympic diver. Like, there's like no splash.
Why wouldn't he go in now, too?
Chicken.
Because. Cosmo. The guy's dead.
Push him, Cosmo. Push him.
Cosmo, check every penthouse, outhouse, courthouse.
Push him in.
Push him, yeah. That's what I was thinking.
You could take push over him, this Cosmo. Outfit.
They should make Cosmo go.
Cosmo rocks.
Oh, some dry ground.
Great. Let's do some more yelling.
Some pristine tunnel here.
They don't have a radio they can call and ask somebody? Turn that water off. Yeah, that'll be real easy. Just go stick your finger in the hole there, tough guy.
Yeah.
That's a good
hounds.
Upstream, like he's gonna swim up the dam.
Why don't don't you take a breath?
Somebody switched that guy to decaf.
Yeah.
Slip a little Valium in his coffee, Aaron.
Ooh, yeah. No problem. No problem. Them cops are slow.
That guy's
slow.
That water's got to be freezing.
Yeah. Do not get in another ambulance, whatever you do.
How's that wound doing right now?
Yeah, probably not so good. I'll float downstream with some debris. Too slow with your rafts. Too slow.
That looks a little dangerous to me. I don't think I'd be running down that pipe.
What? Those cops are like overtime.
Time and a half.
Time and a half. Oh, man. Oh, where have I gone wrong?
I shouldn't have had an ambulance.
I shouldn't have hired that fucking lawyer.
I'm getting a refund, that's for sure.
Oh, that hurt.
He is a dick.
He's
I was thinking he was just the focus kind of guy, but now I'm on the dick bandwagon.
It's what it takes to get the job done, Jip. Gotta break it down.
Nice to know Jip's on the dick bandwagon.
Yeah.
I was hoping that would just coast right by. I really was.
Where's that wound?
Great injured running by Harrison Ford there.
How did his sweater get dry already?
Oh, I'm gonna take a nap.
Can't start a fire to stay warm.
I'm gonna stand up here and work on my cigar, yeah. Do some bitching. Find him yet?
I'm almost done with this cigar. Why can't you find it?
Oh man, I bet she's sore.
This bed of leaves is so refreshing.
She's pretty hot.
She's hot.
Yeah.
Oh.
Back in better days.
Was pretty hot.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Get into this.
Yeah. Good thing they can't see us right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a bad transition. I mean, not a good transition.
Dr. Richard Kimmel could have used a trim on that beard anyway.
Yeah.
Things all over the place.
So how does the one-armed fella kill her and kick Harrison Ford's ass?
Yeah, I don't understand the one-arm deal. I mean, because what Harrison Ford goes and finds him, no problem. Piece of cake.
I don't think you don't get into assassin school if you only have one arm and a hook.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Kind of like...
It's like you couldn't get into the military. You
yeah,
know,
like you can't fly a plane if you got glasses. You can't be an assassin if you're Captain Hook.
Yeah. If I worked for him, I'd be looking for a transfer.
Hmm.
Yeah.
He looks pretty good.
Yeah, back on track.
Not limping at all?
Probably had a Cliff Bar somewhere in there.
Sweet. Stole an old man's wallet.
Now, this is keeping it on the down low. The ambulance plan was terrible.
I think he learned from his mistake.
Yeah, good move.
Oh,
yeah.
Dark and natural.
Genius. You need to work on the stash.
76. I haven't seen that in a long time. I don't think those are still around.
Yeah.
Went the way of Safeway.
If I was him, I'd go inside that truck stop and have an open-faced roast beef sandwich.
Shit on a shingle?
Whoa! Things are looking up.
A little something to take my mind off my predicament. A
little bit of road ahead while you're going down the road. Yeah.
So, yeah, I've had a long day. A couple of days.
Good ride. I think it's fat.
It's like a fucking olds.
Looks like she's used to picking up random people on the street. Mm-hmm.
Wet. What happened to the dam search? They just finally gave up, huh?
How did they know he shacked up with the girl already? Hmm. Really? How'd they find out about that? Did she rat him out?
Joey Pants' cousin's getting involved?
His truck, too.
They need his truck, huh? Very sneaky. Oh, he's a sewer contractor. Very sneaky here.
Oh, nice, working the undercover angle.
Oh, yeah. They're supposed to be acting drunk, is that the thing?
Them some sneaky bums, man.
Yeah.
They'd probably be doing a little more than...
Nice.
It's a nice operation.
It's very slick. Whoa!
Oh, that guy. So they did find the be good guy.
If this would have been made like in 85, they would have been naked in that bed right there.
That's a good boy.
Like Beverly Hills Cop or something. Oh, Seal. Seal's back in the fray.
Seal, huh?
I don't know, for a second that he kind of looked like Seal.
Somebody shoot her and make her shut up.
This is not going to work either. Whoa.
Isn't there a rule that they can't fire unless that. Fired upon?
See his jacket?
Yeah.
Grazed.
Wow. I don't think that's policy on that. I don't know.
That guy was taking it pretty well. He should be like Cougar. He should turn his wings after that.
I think I'd be kicking his ass for firing that close to me.
The bullet swiped by your jacket.
I think he needs to be under investigation.
Yeah.
He's a loose cannon. You all right, man? I'm a good shot.
Oh, he got him in the neck?
Hmm.
No, that's probably from the other dude putting the gun up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm real sorry, man. I'm crazy. I don't know how I got this job. I'm sorry.
He shot the guy above him?
I should be locked up. Yeah,
we can't either.
He didn't have anywhere to go. What's he gonna do? Terrible.
He's gonna pop it.
What?
That's such an ass. That's all you have to say to the guy? I mean, you could be a little more... You just shot a bullet right past his neck.
And the, he you gave him a coat? Jacket.
I'm telling you, I'd turn in my wings right there.
Yeah, you're a dude.
I'd be filing a report against this guy.
It's terrible.
That was a cool shot. Thought I was going to hit a building.
Kimball.
Whoa!
Looking better every time you see him.
Yeah.
All he needs is that little, those diamond studs that he wears around all the time or whatever.
Where's Callista? With her anorexia.
Did you see who was there to take me back in? I would have ran too.
Is he calling his bum lawyer?
I wouldn't take any advice from that worthless old coot.
He's still in business? No.
Yeah. I would have been on the phone saying, look, I'm suing your old ass.
Whoa, that's it, huh? End of story. Sue me. Damn. I'm fucking nuts.
Badass. It's from the Rio Grande Valley.
Pretty soon he's going to be a security guard at the Sam's.
He's throwing down that fucking crimson vest as well.
It's nice. It's a good Christmas vest.
Joey Pants listening in carefully.
The bell.
Look at them earrings. Those are pretty fly.
How's your ears, dude?
Huh? What?
Well, I'd get a lawyer. Who are you?
It's not possible.
It isn't. Look at this. He's just messing around with a...
You know how to do this, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not possible.
This looks better without the head wrap.
Yeah, good call.
Cosmo, you've done it again.
Yeah, big dog. Don't shoot me in the ear, please. What?
That's him happy? I'd hate to see him upset.
Cosmo's the one that figured it out.
Shit. I gotta get that Richard Kimball. Oh, yeah, straight from the club. Thank you, Billy. I'll slide into my BMW. Yeah, it's very nice.
Nice mullet by that parking attendant.
Yeah. Move it along.
Devo it.
Had a great racquetball game today. Sweet.
I like to have that Beamer. I like that Beamer.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Come on. Richard Kimball. Whoa.
They're not too kind to the bums in this city, are they?
This is the guy who's behind the whole thing.
Yes, it is, yeah.
No, he didn't.
She was more rich. That's their reason. She was more rich.
Yeah, sure, that's what he's going to do.
Uh-huh. He's going to go try and perform some more vascular surgery.
We want him to steal another ambulance. That'd be a great move.
Nice walls. Quilted walls. I've always wanted that.
That's great. You don't check references, do you?
I'll take it.
Can I pay you in meatballs?
What's her son doing? Is he like the muscle?
He's a shady character.
Da. Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, they're gonna call the cops. Wow, 12-year-old scotch. Glenlivet, a whole $20 a bottle. Mm-hmm.
But why didn't they put the scotch on the Finding the One-Armed Man?
But maybe Glenfiddich, you know, 30, 40
so this
bucks.
Guy, man, he looks better after all he's been through than whenever he was a big-time vascular surgeon.
He's improving.
Yeah, he is.
It's the dark hair dye. It makes him look younger, and it brings out the color in his skin.
Uh-oh, he didn't see me? Okay, nice.
All right, we're going on.
Let's see. Let's see if I can get some information on the one-armed man.
So what they're saying is I could walk around anywhere in the hospital as long as I hold a handkerchief to my head.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I think we're getting ready to get a Julianne Moore sighting.
Was she going to be topless?
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Is it a rare
she's
with
a
her,
doctor,
her
no,
with
she's
clothes
a doctor
sighting?
In here.
She's way overrated, though. I mean, just compare her to the hot chick from Urban Cowboy.
Deborah Winger?
No.
That wasn't the hot chick.
Yeah, but how about whenever she's on the bowl?
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to digress.
Where she's doing her little thing?
Yes.
Let's not talk about that movie anymore.
Skanky, but hot, no.
Let's see. Where's the one-armed man room?
Prosthetics.
Most one-armed men hang out in the same hospital. Is this the assassin hospital for one-armed men?
That's how they store their prosthetics? Just hanging around, huh? This hospital storage is very questionable. Dangling from the ceiling like...
Like that one video?
Those ones already have shoes.
Was that 80s video? Oh, man, I can't remember.
Yeah, I know. Let's see. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, are you authorized to be in here?
Yeah, kind of. Nice.
He should tuck his arm behind his back and say he's just there for a fitting.
Is this the records room? A whistle. That always throws him off.
It's a good disguise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. What's down here?
Man, this guy should have robbed banks for a living. He can get in and out of anything without being noticed.
He's gotta be hungry again. Those eggs lasted him a while now.
Yeah.
That's him. Oh, he's got two arms.
Locker room.
I'm gonna steal his ID.
Wait, and stumble into a kitchen like Shaggy and Scooby.
What?
Starving. It's gotta be.
What?
Ratted him out quick, didn't he?
Tennis. Nice. Shouldn't you be arrested for that?
Yeah, aiding and abetting.
It's aiding and abetting.
Good Jimmy Johnson haircut.
Good harm.
He's trying to get him caught again, though. That's what he's trying to do, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. What? Yeah. about the ambulance.
Could you perform vascular surgery?
Ooh, I hear a cymbal getting going here. Sneaky. Yeah, here we go.
What's boom. He doing, buying scrubs?
Boom, 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 boom.
He's making a hospital uniform.
Scrubs.
He's got to get down there.
I don't think scrubs. I think like a maintenance guy. Like,
smarter.
I think.
You should have stole that guy's stash.
Look at that.
Yeah. There's a lot of stashes in
that's
there.
That's a clit tickler for if I ever saw one.
Mm. Ooh. Ponytail. New look with your deaf ears.
That's why I pulled his hair back. Maybe he could get some more sound in that ear.
Good move.
Rehab it.
Not his style.
Well, they're just giving him all his tricks, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like the guy came from Chicago. Where did he get all that stuff?
I didn't see him take anything.
He's stealing them. He found out where it was, and now he's like sneaking
in. Okay. Now he's just doing research of what type of prosthetic they would need for a man who had that kind of arm.
He's sneaky.
He is smarter than me.
Tommy Lee Jones has got a fat office.
He's got a fat view. He's going to get fired, though, at the end of this thing, I think. He's fucking crazy.
They still haven't sold his apartment after he went through all that litigation and...
I think Tommy Lee Jones is thinking of leasing it.
I would.
What next, MacGyver?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
They're never going to buy your name as Desmond Ruiz.
He never sleeps soundly, does he?
Whoa, she was getting...
I said, hey, nah.
Rose petals. Wow. Talk to my wife about some of that.
Taking some notes, man. Taking some notes.
I just don't know about this one-armed dude as the assassin. He seems like he's got kind of a shitbird prosthetic limb, too.
Yeah.
He's got like one cable.
Yeah.
I think it's like a prototype.
See, I told you those foreigners were going to call the cops on him.
It's like a pirate arm.
No, it's terrible. Kimball,
that's
Mr.
the
Kimball
worst battering
right
ram I've ever seen. It's like one of those big Q-tips that they fight with in the army.
Q-tips, huh?
Oh, like from American Gladiators.
Yeah, there you go. Those big Q-tips.
Shout out to Lace.
I think she was the only almost attractive one out of the group.
Let's almost. See. It's the kid. What does he go down for?
I think drugs or something.
He's a pedophile, I bet. I'm going to call that one.
Both.
Eastern European. I didn't mean
trafficking.
That.
I didn't do anything.
12-year-old girls.
Oh.
Whoa. That was in the thing. That wasn't from us.
Oh, Lordy.
Yeah.
Retraction.
What was I saying to myself earlier? Thank God. Dodged another one.
Phew.
Chicago's a fucking beautiful town. Look at that.
Chicago's
city.
Gray. These I love that place.
Aerial shots are fucking top notch, too.
Yeah, combo sandwich.
Yeah, his ambulance is stole earlier.
He's like, yeah, I stole one of those one time.
I don't think I'll do that again.
I stole it out in the country when I was on the run in the early days. Bad idea. Hey, what's going on?
How you doing? What's going on?
Eduardo Ruiz here. See what the haps.
All right, he's going to hit on the
nice
painter
Walkman.
Lady. She's jamming to some El DeBarge.
Is he trying to act retarded? Clean's, huh?
Time to clean.
I think she's trying to make a little time with Eduardo Ruiz here.
Uh-huh.
He's like...
She's like, here, bun, tall drink of water there, mister.
She's a freaking hard worker in that lab. It's like night.
3 o'clock in the morning.
This is a sneaky move.
That's how you work on blind?
Doing the blind. She doesn't care.
No, she's got that Walkman rolling down.
Color me bad in the morning.
She's ready for a little side B.
Nice.
Oh, he is doing the blinds.
He's pretty sneaky. He should have looked in the bank robbery. Seriously.
Look at these computers.
Let's see what's on this Commodore 64.
It's gigantic monitor.
Monochrome.
Let's see. Can I find the one-armed guy real quick? Ah, well, I'm down to 112. No problem. Cross-reference.
Down.
Is this a national search or just in that hospital?
21. I don't know why the cops could not do this thing. I mean, look, this is easy.
He's a smart man.
He knows it's a hybrid,
one
huh?
One smart man.
There's only one in
it.
Five guys.
Holy mackerel.
Why did he tell his lawyer any of this? Still getting the blinds. Yeah, you're.
Yeah,
boy, he's
blind, huh?
That guy will clean some blinds.
Done matrix.
Got my records in the pocket. Not doing the other side of the blinds.
Let's crinkle it all up.
Like a big ass sandwich. I want one. Combo sandwich.
Somebody get Dr. Richard Kimmel a taquito. He has eaten for days.
They gave him a taquito for that information, huh?
Yeah, why are they feeding that guy? That's insane.
Because he's ratting out Dr. Kimball so he can get a.
That's some great acting
charge
right there from those two, by the way. Top notch.
Here comes that Julianne Moore sighting.
Nice. A little sooner than Tim Robbins.
You're right. She is overrated when she has clothes on.
Yeah.
Not a good time to go out the back door.
Well, hey!
This is a bad move right here, too. He should just move along. Move along.
He's too smart for his
own
good.
Yeah, but that would violate the, what's that? Oh, the Hippocratic Oath that they take?
That's correct.
Do they know that he got his thing yet?
That he got what?
His crib.
No, he's at the hospital.
Oh, so he didn't figure it out yet. Yeah, quilted walls, huh, Richard? Wow. Yeah, let's see.
Let's see. I can smell his ass in the pants. This is him!
Yeah. They let an orderly roll on skates,
he's
huh?
Got some, that's
check out that guy.
That is
whoa!
Ridiculous.
Are you kidding me?
Who's rolling on skates?
Well, he just got off his shift from Sonic.
Yeah. They hired him right on at the hospital.
He probably doubles as the, you know, like the manager of the local skating rink. Guy hangs out in the middle, blowing the whistle. Wouldn't happen.
Me? What?
Observation where?
I'm not checked out on this. Actually, I'm looking for my prosthetic records. Have you seen them?
I help you. You help me.
Like, she has time to pay attention to this. There's the skates coming in.
I mean, wouldn't you just happen to look at a x-ray if it was sitting there, even as a normal person?
Mm-hmm.
I like looking at x-rays. I think they're cool.
A clue.
So why
is there a
blood? Why would they think, I mean, like, if he's guilty, why is he tooling around the hospitals and stuff?
Trying to get the prosthetic records.
No, I know why he's doing it. I'm saying, why do they think he's guilty? Like, if he's guilty, he wouldn't be doing that.
I don't know.
Get the hell out of Dodge. Dr. Richard Kimball.
Check out, dude. He wants to clear his name. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great doctor's signature there. It's universal. Scribble.
I've never been able to read one prescription that I've ever gotten.
Yeah.
You have to go to a special school to be a pharmacist, I guess.
I mean, he's a good dude. He just can't get any credit. Who are you again?
Hey, why didn't the security guard that he saved off of the bus tell him that he saved him instead of the walrus?
Stat.
I don't know what happened to that guy, Jim.
Look, he almost tried to smile. Look,
well, happy day. I can just get out of this hospital. Oh, the rush is over. Nice. On break. What?
She does have some Pennywise teeth, doesn't she?
Hey!
I just thought it was cool. Come on. You should have said it just looked cool.
Brain surgery.
You're that doctor guy.
What? Adios.
So she's so suspicious of this guy trying to save people's lives.
No.
Bullshit. You're not a janitor.
Stay right here. Okay, I'll just wait for you. You want me to sit Indian style for you, too?
You're not a janitor. I'm going to prove it. You're smart.
Let me change coats real quick.
Check every hospital room, every bathroom, every operating room, every physical room, every treatment room.
I want blood tests from everyone. I'm a doctor.
Boy, I tell you, that Tommy Lee Jones is as condescending as it gets.
He is such a dick.
Man.
It's all right. That's it. Wrap Julianne Moore.
So this was more of a cameo than a role.
Yeah.
He doesn't like... Doesn't she help him later or something?
I don't think so.
That's it for her?
Wrapped.
Ouch.
5 minutes. Cosmo, where you been?
No, that's a tie right there.
That's what I was asking earlier. Thank you, Cosmo.
That one arm guy just fucking
pushed right through. Rude ass white boys, that's what he's saying.
Mom rushed us.
Why are they looking at me?
What up? I got one arms.
So I didn't pay my Shylock.
All right, man. I don't think so.
I like that silk shirt, though.
That's a fly shirt.
It's a fly fucking strut he was throwing down, too.
Yeah.
He had the gangster limp with one arm.
Yep. Sorry.
Make that four.
Oops.
Where's homegirl? She's at home. Live, huh? Wow. Whoa. Yeah. All right. Whoa. That's a do.
One-armed robbery.
Well played, Jip. Well played.
I didn't get a
You will.
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, wow. That's
green water?
They dye it every St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
That can't be good for the fish.
It's a big holiday in Chicago, I think.
It is. It is.
What the hell is that?
They're finally breaking out of all that snow and shit. It's still cold, but they don't get a ton of snow. But man, does it get cold in there.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to go to a jail and interview somebody. That seems like a really great idea.
When you go to a jail, they take your ID to go and be a visitor.
Yeah.
How's he going to pull this one off? There,
it's going to be sneaky. Wait. Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
They don't make these police to be very smart. I mean, he is surrounded by cops.
And he's just, and nobody asked him what he's doing on the elevator.
I guess it's like the obvious thing.
All right,
but
they got a couple of other regular people.
At the bowling alley tonight.
Hey, man, you were fucked up last night. Okay. He looks really kind of questionable, too. I think he should be a little more confident.
Yeah, he's kind of sauntering kind around. Of
sulking. Are they making fun of the deaf guy?
What?
I still think he should be brought up on charges for that move.
I won Cop of the Month.
Clark Driscoll, huh?
What the hell is that green ribbon? Science fair. Something.
No, it's St. Patty's Day.
Oh, look, she just covered up the ID with her thumb. Stupid. She couldn't be a door girl at a bar. How does she make a cop? Yeah, what? I was about to ask that myself.
Quick Banaka?
Who's we? You were scared to say that, wasn't
you? He needs to fucking relax. Whoa! Nobody recognizes him.
That feller.
Nobody recognizes him. Unbelievable.
Must be from Monterey.
This isn't him.
Oh, great. Come on, Doc.
Come on, anything. I'm on the run. Whew. Man, you suck.
Tease.
Hang on.
Ooh, wait a minute.
Hey. Hey.
I think I might have made... Is that, no.
Is that Dick Kimmel? Dr. Richard Kimmel.
Did I see him on The Price is Right last week?
They pass on the stairs. So strange.
Do they bump into each other and then say, excuse me, even?
I think they might be on the opposite sides. Whoa. Hey, what?
Wait a second.
Whoa. Richard!
Nothing gets by this guy, does it?
Richard!
Bad move.
Uh-oh.
Why'd you look up, fool?
Why don't you radio your buddies? Shouldn't you do that first? Because they're way downstairs.
No, they're on their way upstairs.
They were going on an elevator. He just didn't like them using words he didn't like, so he took the stairs.
Yeah, you can't talk hinky around me.
Shut up. Such an idiot.
I didn't mean that, just, but...
I'm walking.
I like that piano.
Nobody's really walking.
Ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding.
Boom, 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 boom.
dun, dun.
Where is he? Where is he? Where is he?
Whoa! Shit. This is a good move here.
This is a real good move. Run, run.
Okay. Hang on. Richard Kimmel just told us to grab you.
That was a good move. That fool was slick.
That was a great move. Run.
Now dive like Indiana Jones.
You can do it.
Did you see that one guy just reach after him right there?
This is sweet right here.
See that?
Nice.
Yeah, bulletproof glass. Rules.
I didn't kill my wife.
Again, isn't there a rule that you can't fire unless fired upon?
No, none of the other officers were firing. Yeah, that is a slight design flaw with the foot being able to sneak through on that door for sure. Where have you been?
Yeah, what are they, 17 floors up? They're going to see him that good?
Where's Cosmo? Does he have the day off?
He must.
Yeah.
Scary birds, scary birds.
I'm gonna. Let's see. Yay. Yeah, that'll work.
Perfect.
Who throws away their green hat on St. Patty's Day, huh? Oh. What's that about?
I don't know. It's not even. Done early. Not even over.
No, already packed it in.
Don't worry about me. I'm a cap.
Out of my way. I'll ruin this parade.
What's with him always wearing something crazy?
Shout out to Floor Shine.
I like Floor Shine.
That make a good shoe.
Yeah. My granddad was a big fan.
Yeah.
Shinola?
Is he in the carriages? Is he with the regular looking people?
Checking the bagpipes. I want every bagpipe checked in this parade.
Be sweet if he whipped out a bagpipe costume real quick.
I want you to look up every kilt in here, see where he's at.
Let's see, looking around.
That's not
he's back at Floor Shine.
Yeah, he's way back.
He's there. Way back. Oh, yeah.
Good idea,
I'm wearing a blue coat.
Hey, man, why are you taking off your coat?
Dude, it's kind of hot in here, that's why.
What is that? What is the crew he was marching with?
Yeah, there? I don't know.
Oh, he was right ahead of him. That's not right. Come on.
Really? What part of the parade are they? They don't seem too official.
Yeah.
They don't seem too in a hurry to find anybody either. Just kind of walking along the parade. They didn't ask him why you fired shots at a man who didn't have a gun?
Yeah.
Grandma.
There you go. Oh, yeah. No, none of those have been overturned ever. Too bad they didn't have.
That was like a Bill Parcells press conference right there.
No, not a lot of information.
Mm-mm.
They should have asked, do you feel lucky to have a job?
See, look how good he looks.
Yeah.
Sport coat, tie.
By the end of this thing, he's going to look like Han Solo.
Nice.
Great aerial shots of Chicago on this film, too. One more, and I'm going to work it out over a diesel.
It's three, right? There's three guys left now.
Look at that. High Budweiser. Red.
Budweiser again. Man, they're rolling strong.
Budweiser rules the movie wave.
Which now it's owned by a Belgian company.
Well, that's a shame.
It is.
The same country that's pumping out Stella.
That is good.
Yeah.
I want one of those right now.
Word.
It's not a shame anymore now, though. So it's not a fine American lager anymore, is it?
He's going to find the dude.
Just like Mrs. Baird's got bought out by Pan Bimbo.
Yeah. Great takeover talk over here during the fugitive. Well, you know, get out your business sections, folks. We're going to break it down. Let's see. I'm going to go in the back way and very sneaky.
Make sure no one's watching. Make sure no one's watching.
Go up high.
Well, that one yard over there has some really nice grass.
Yeah.
Need to talk to their
landscaper. That's rye grass. It's winter grass.
Let's see. I'm going to sneak over here.
Rye grass?
Yeah.
Is that what they make the bread out of?
No. I don't know why they call it ryegrass, but.
So he's going to try to visit this guy while he's being staked out, huh?
Yeah.
He's fucking crazy.
He's slick.
He's going to steal another ambulance here any
minute.
He's
pretty cocky, actually. Mm. Oh, nice way that glass is stayed in one sheet.
Good thing they didn't hear it either.
Very stealth. Let's see. Let me check out his photos. Oh, great. Yeah. Seems like a nice family. Let's see, didn't make the bed.
Should take a little more clothes here.
Smells like some fucking stink in here.
Man, she needed a douche.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, here's my desk. Everything's nice and tidy.
Nice and tidy.
Yeah. Let's see. The police figured it out yet?
What can I find?
Whoa.
That's him. He's a dirty cop. That's why the cops were all about convicting him real quick.
What?
There we go.
That's it.
So spare.
The cop. First free
cop one-handed.
First arm ever invented.
Just pulled it right out.
Yeah, didn't even attach very well. Let me see. Check out his photos. It's whoa.
Hanging out with my buddy.
Whoa. I know those people. I mean, it seems like.
Okay, so he's an assassin and a cop with one arm.
I just can't figure out how Kimmel got convicted in this deal. It just seems like he had a better alibi.